Exclusive: Private School Teacher Calls Whiteness Poison, Fosters Racially Stressful Encounters. By Spencer Lindquist on September 19, 2022. A teacher at an elite private school in California's Pacific Palisades called whiteness poison and pledged to expose white students to racially stressful encounters, in a letter obtained exclusively by Breitbart News. Victoria Rosenberg, who teaches middle school English at the NAIS-affiliated St. Matthew's Parish School, began her letter by lauding critical race theory conferences Be About It and National Anti-Racism Teach-In. The letter was titled Dismantling White Supremacy in an Independent School and praised the conferences proposing the topic What It Means to Be Anti-Racist and How Whiteness Has Dominated Our Lives. The middle school teacher's letter celebrates the NARAT conference specifically for their discussion of the effects of whiteness, implicit biases, and racist practices in the sphere of education. In her letter to parents, Rosenberg argues that parents and teachers have all been socialized with the same poison of whiteness. She also advocates for the integration of anti-racist teaching into all subjects at all grade levels on the basis that it will give white students more exposure to racially stressful encounters. She specifically argued that these encounters will prepare white students to act as woke activists who can become better at processing, discussing, and enacting change against white supremacy. She goes on to express her belief in the need to indoctrinate students with left-wing beliefs about race from a young age, writing, "Because of the capitalistic system in which we participate, our students are the future ruling class. As such, we have an obligation to teach racial literacy from the onset." Rosenberg continues, telling parents that she has a responsibility to consistently expose my students to abolitionist ideology for the sake of collective liberation. She also calls for teachers to center the stories of resistance and agency by the oppressed. The teacher concludes her letter by noting her own intention of fostering collaborators and co-conspirators. The National Anti-Racism Teach-In Conference hosted prominent critical race theorists, including author of the 1619 Project, Nicole Hannah-Jones. NARAT articulates its core beliefs on its Vision and Core Principles page, where the organization professes one of the core beliefs of CRT, claiming that racism and white supremacy exist today and all members of this society are active participants in it. No exceptions. St. Matthew's Parish School is an elite private school located in California's Pacific Palisades, and costs nearly $40,000 for 7th and 8th graders. The school's website features a milquetoast diversity and inclusion statement that says, "We respect the dignity of all people and are committed to making each member of the community feel acknowledged and supported, knowing their contribution and presence are appreciated." St. Matthew's is associated with NAIS, which accredits nearly 2,000 private schools across the country. The accrediting organization has a history of pushing both critical race theory and queer inclusive, transgender ideology on young students. A covert network of concerned parents called Undercover Mothers has formed to fight back against the indoctrination of students at the hands of the NAIS. The organization describes indoctrination in the private school system as a form of elite capture. Following exposés by the Undercover Mothers, Representative Jim Banks, RN, pledged to investigate the NAIS if the Republicans retake the majority in Congress. Representative Banks specifically scrutinized the organization's role in political advocacy given its 501c3 status as a nonprofit. Neither Victoria Rosenberg nor a communications official for the school responded to a request for comment. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.